Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Wednesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, suit on.
Giving them all
dress
like a million bucks.
Got things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
You should be
Steve Harvey.
We're in.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Steve
Harvey.
Why don't you join
me?
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Tickling me this morning. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Filled with nothing but joy and hope about it, too. You know, it's a great thing to be able to wake up in the morning with peace in your heart and joy. Peace and joy is immeasurable. It has a value attached to it, and I have no idea what it is. It's invaluable. It is worth so much more than any amount of money you can make. Peace and joy. I have not always had that. I have not always been a peaceful person or a person who lived his life in a joyous spirit. It took an arrival at this moment. Some people arrive sooner than others. I wish I had arrived at this point sooner, but I think it was necessary for me to learn a few things too. That's the amazing thing I've learned about life, is that instead of reflecting on your past incidences and calling them failures, instead of focusing on the negative and calling them bad times, I look at them now as experiences. I had to have those experiences that were negative, that were good, positive, wrong, evil. I had to have all those experiences to become, to shape who we are today. We all have to have them. If you look back at all the negative experiences you've had, all the things that you called failures, all the businesses I started that went under, all of the jobs I had that I was fired from, all the shows that were canceled, all of the times I thought I was going to get something happening my way and turned out I didn't get it at all. When you look at all of it, hopefully along the way, what you have done as a person is you've taken those negatives and those failures and you've used them for what they actually are. They are experiences. And they've now created in you an experienced person. And, you know, that is worth something. Then it becomes a positive. But what too many people do is they let the negative things that have happened in their life, they allow the failures that have happened in them lives, never to manifest themselves as experiences. And you sit up there and you dwell on it and you dwell on it until you have this woe is me attitude. Stop looking at it like that, y'all. You go through things in order to become the person that you are today. I tell you who you sometimes have to sit down and talk to. Sometimes you ought to sit down to an inmate that really gets it. An inmate that says, man, I've actually heard inmates say it to me and write to me. And they've said things like, man, coming to prison saved my life. Now, those of you who have never gone, how can he say a thing like that? But some men know, man, I was so far out there that if I'd have stayed out there, I wouldn't even be here today. This actually allowed me to stop, spend some time with myself and learn some things about me. Now, does that happen for everybody like that? No. But here's a person who was taking an experience that could be considered a failure or a negative and turning it into a positive and using it to enrich their lives. You can do it no matter what your set of circumstances is. I recommend to everybody that you try changing your outlook in order to change your outcome. Everything that happens to you that's negative or you consider a failure, they're experiences. You've got to go through these things in order to have the knowledge that you have today. So I wish that I had come to this arrival that I'm in now, this place of peace and joy. But then guess what? I would not know what I know. I could not share some of the things that I'm able to share if I had not gone through some of them. And sometimes that's the purpose of them, is to teach you a lesson. Because, you know, God has a plan for you. He really, really does. And eventually he can use you no matter how old you are. And he can use you no matter how young you are. If you just say, okay, I'm ready to hear your plan. I've tried mine. Mine ain't worked out. What's your plan for me, God? What do you want me to do? That's why I say every day, Steve Harvey got a radio show, y'all. Because, man, I ain't see it coming. I didn't see that coming. I ain't see this book coming. I ain't seen half of the amazing things that have happened to me. I didn't plan them. I was sitting there, man, asking God for some direction. And then I got smart enough to stay watchful, be a hard worker now, because faith without works is dead. And it came. And I'll remind you of this. God has given all of you a gift. Every last one of you listening has a gift. God has never created a soul that he did not provide a gift to. God gives everyone a gift. And a gift is not just singing, rapping, entertainment. The richer gifts are much more than that. Teachers are gifted people who really have the gift of sharing information. That's a gift. You know, and in that you can become great. You know, a lot of people think that successful and greatness is the same thing. Cornel West said it at my daughter's graduation. He was a spokesperson. He said something so pointed. He said, don't ever confuse success with greatness. The two have nothing to do with each other. See, people determine success about money and fame and all this here. But greatness ain't got nothing to do with your money. It ain't got nothing to do with your fame. It's how you conduct your life. It's how meaningful and significant you become in your community, at your church, on your job, to the Cub Scout unit that you run, to the little girls' lives that you change, that little center in the hood where you just one place of hope to so many people and they come back. And I used the example of Lou Dazzler, who passed away in L.A., who had the Boys and Girls Challengers Club out in L.A., and he wasn't a rich man at all. If you walk by him, you wouldn't even know who he was. But if you look at all the people who have gone on to become politicians, who have gone on to become CEOs, who have gone on to become athletes that have passed through this man's small building in the hood in L.A., he was great. Trust me, man, prayer changes things. I say it all the time. But when you see people become successful or great, there's somebody praying somewhere. May not even be them. Maybe it's their mama. You know, I think of Tiger Woods and all the greatness he's accomplished. You know, they always talk about his father and all this here. Somebody somewhere praying for Tiger Woods. I got Cash Money riding on that. Tiger Woods' mama is a praying woman or something. My mother was. She prayed me into this place because she used to call me all the time praying for you, boy. And prayer changes things. It really does. Try it today. It can change you. It has changed millions of people. Open up yourself to the greatness that's in you because God has given you a gift. Now, the fact that you ain't using it, who fault you think that is? I'm just telling you, you got one. And if you start praying about it, it'll manifest itself. And you can become one or two things, successful or great, or both. You can make the decision today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me have your undivided attention, please. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. This is how we've chosen to begin the day. This right here, kind of smooth, mellow with it. You know what I'm saying? Just up in here like we just grown. So welcome to Grown Folk Radio this morning, because this is how we're choosing to do it. I want you to start your day with gratitude. Get your mind right. Tell God you appreciate it. Matter of fact, go in there and tell somebody you love that you love them today. If you stay by yourself, that's probably why you're by yourself. You don't want to love nobody. You can't get love. You don't give love. You can't give what you never had. One of the most famous lines in Earth, Wind & Fire compilation of songs. That goes out to somebody on this show this morning who's in their house all by themselves. Because she refuses to go in there and tell somebody she loves them. She's a hermit. She's committed to being alone. And it's going to be a sad, sad day when the man finally comes along to win her hand. And she going to tell him she don't want it. Because she'd rather be alone. I'm so tired of being alone. And then that ain't going to help her out either. So this is the way we started today. Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Because I'm ignorant like that. Shirley Strawberry, Carly Farrell, Mississippi Monica, Junior Boy. What up with you, man? Time is off today as usual because he can't do two things at once. And so here we are with the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Can't walk, chew bubblegum, doggy. can't do the Ready for Love reunion tour and the radio show. That's too much. His little brain just a pop. It'll just a poof. It'll just explode. He tried to do too much. Got to do the radio and then host reunion tour. He can't do that. So I do Family Feud, Celebrity Family Feud, radio, all that, travel the world, still come to work. He can't do that.
Yeah, don't forget.
If he worked the night before, he can't come in next morning. What kind of rich person is that?
Must be nice.
Junior, what's on your mind today, man?
No, man, Uncle, you know, man, you was talking, man, about letting things pass. You know, this too shall pass, man. But, you know, man, even when you're going through it, you don't even like it when you're going through it. But you just need it to pass, though. Because I'm going through something, I just need it just to pass. It's a lot happening.
Well, it's going to be a lot happening. Here's the three things that's always happening in everybody's life. You either going through a storm, coming out of a storm, or headed to a storm. That's life.
True statement.
It's the moments in between that you gather yourself and enjoy yourself. And then sometimes you have to understand why you're going through stuff. I was asking God recently about what's happening to me and my wife, you know, which ain't really, really affecting us. And I was just saying, God, why you taking me and my wife through all these deep waters? Why we got to go through this nonsense? Why we out here with all this water currents going on around us? He said, you know why I take you in deep water? He said, because your enemies can't swim.
I love it. I love that.
Okay, well.
God ain't going to put more on you than you can bear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in deep water and rough current because my enemies can't swim. They finna see the show. I can't wait to see what he doing. They finna see the show, boy.
That's a word, Steve Harvey. That's a word.
I sure appreciate it, man.
Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from Junior as he's in for the nephew to run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to run that prank back with Junior in for the nephew. Junior, what you got?
It's new landlord, Shirley. That's what it is, new landlord.
Oh. Okay.
He can't even see his prank and say it, so I'm doing it for him. New landlord, here you go. Come on, Cat.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach a Marcus. Yeah, this is he. Who's this? My name is Jason. How you doing? My, what's happening? Listen, I'm trying to figure out if you guys are going to be out of the house by Sunday.
You're not the house. What the hell you mean, out of the house?
Let me get clarification. Are you guys at West Jennings?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys haven't started packing up or anything like that?
Dude, who are you?
Okay. Are you?
How the hell did you get my number?
I got it from Mr. Vernon. Are you familiar with Mr. Vernon?
Yeah, that's my landlord.
Okay. Mr. Vernon hasn't made contact with you, Marcus?
No, man, I didn't talk to Mr. Vernon since I last gave him my payment.
Wow.
And who are you again?
My name is Jason. I actually
who are you to Mr. Vernon?
Well, I actually bought the property from Mr. Vernon 6 weeks ago.
6 weeks ago.
Yeah, I actually own the house now. I'm. It was my assumption that you and Mr. had already talked.
No, because I made my last payment less than 6 weeks ago. And you own this house?
I'm
renting this from Mr. I gave him my payment less than 6 weeks ago. So you're saying he got my money and you own the house? Man, what's up with that?
Well, yeah, I actually do. I guess, you know, he actually told me that you guys would have been out by now, and like I said, I'm looking for everybody to be out by Sunday. Are you guys going to be able to get out of there by Sunday?
Hold on. First of all, I still got 2 more years on my lease at this house. You telling me you want me out by Sunday?
Well, Saturday, if you could actually do it.
Dude, come on. You want me out of here on Sunday?
I actually have some tenants that are going to be moving in on Monday. What I'm trying to do is actually get in there and get you guys out, get the place cleaned up so the tenants can move in and actually start unpacking all their things. They're wanting to move in on Monday.
Hey, listen here, man. Me and my family, we ain't moving no where, all right? I don't know what the hell you got to do, who the hell you got to talk to, but you better go and fix that because I wish would come over here and try to tell me I got to get the hell up out this house.
Okay, sir, are you understanding the fact that I'm telling you I'm the owner of this house now?
I don't give a d-. I gave my money to Mr. Vernon. You better call him, call somebody, take it to fix this. We ain't moving no place.
Sir, I'm going to need you out.
We ain't moving no where.
Did you understand? I need you out by Sunday, sir. Now, this is my house, and you're actually arguing with me about my property.
You ain't listening to me, man. You ain't listening to me. We ain't moving. I still got 2 more years on my lease. Dude, my last payment, I paid that 2 months in advance, man.
Let me get you to understand.
Mine,
it was Mr. responsibility to let you know what was. I own the home.
Come on, dog. You tripping. Don't call me with this about. I would come bring your over here if you want to. All right?
Sir, I will be there on Sunday. Now, if you're not moving out, I'll have to move you.
Like I ain't moving nowhere.
Sir,
bring your over here if you want to.
I'm not going to sit and go back and forth with you. I want you out of my house by Sunday.
I ain't moving. No, bring your monkey over here right now. We can start this right now.
I need you out of my... Are you... You're arguing with me about...
Well, you hear me? I ain't saying it no more.
You're arguing with me about my property, sir. Are you listening?
I'm paying for this. I'm paying on this right now. I ain't moving no... Where you hear me?
I need you out of my house
right here for another 2 years, so I can get them a better place. All right, you hear me?
Sir, I got tenants that will be pulling up.
I don't give a bring whoever you want to bring. I got some waiting on y'all. Come on in. I ain't received no notice. I ain't got no phone call from nobody else. I'm listening to you talking to Mr. Be calling me. He the one who got my money.
Mr. Business, I don't have a picture
no
now.
No kind of phone call, no email, no text message, no what the
Mr. out of the picture. I own
like
the property now.
Me and my family, we're going to be here for another 2 years. You hear me?
You're not going to be there another 2 years.
I get them into a better place.
You're going to be out of there.
You're moving in my family. If I just there, dog, bring your over here if you want to.
Are you listening to me? You're going to be out of there.
What the hell you got to do?
To come
you ain't trying to hit. You got to take care of that on your own. You ain't moving me and my family out of this my house.
Are you listening to me, sir?
What you gotta say? You saying something different now?
I'm telling you, if you're not out by Sunday, then I'm coming to move your stuff out by Sunday.
You ain't moving. Bring your over here if you want. I wish it would. Hey, you.
Excuse me?
You.
I got something else I need to tell you. Are you listening? Are you listening to me?
What? Say something.
I want to tell you this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Malik, your son, got me to prank phone call you.
Come on, man. No, are you playing? Are you serious? Come on, dog. y'all on that other stuff, man. I'm gonna kick that little man. Yeah, y'all got me, dog.
Oh, man, I got you, man. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, man. I'm gonna let my blood pressure calm down.
He told me y'all listen to the show on the way to dropping the kids off at school in the morning.
Every morning, dog.
Oh man. All I know was you wasn't getting out that house come Sunday, was you?
Dude, hell no. We ain't moving nowhere.
Oh man.
Yeah, I'm already trying to save up, trying to get them a better spot.
Hey man, keep pushing, brother. I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
You already know the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There you go, Shirley, the new landlord. Might well do this for him since he can't do this either. Go check the nephew at the Stockbridge. He going to be out there this Saturday. Go ahead, check him out. He can't do that either. Got to promote his show, too. Can't do that either. Yeah. Let me get a line.
He'll be in the comedy club. He'll be in the comedy club. That's good. I've been off tour since 2015. I come right back to arenas. What? Sold out.
That's because you're Steve Harvey.
It's because you're bad, man.
I tried to tell him.
Yeah. It's because you're bad, huh? You got some more dates you going to do motivational? You going to do some more?
Yeah, I'll probably slip them out there for a while. You know, right now, I'm going to just go on keep it pimping.
Yeah.
You know.
What?
Motivational speaker. It's motivational.
Don't keep it pimping.
Why do I feel like
that means?
I was thinking about naming the motivational tour, the Keep It Pimping Tour.
Thank you, Junior.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Jada Pinkett Smith breaks her silence on her marriage. She talks about the Oscar slap. Also, in other Will Smith news, comedian Tommy Davidson said that Will Smith wanted to beat him up for kissing Jada on the set of the movie Woo. We'll talk about that. And Barbara Walters, does she hook up with Richard Pryor? I mean, hook up with Richard Pryor. We'll talk about all
of
these
stories jokes
at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. This one's from Felina in Duncanville. Felina writes, I'm in a local play, and my husband is very embarrassed that I'm still pursuing my dreams to be an actress. I turned 50 a few months ago, and as long as I can still sing like a bird and act, I will. Why can't my husband support my ambitions?
Hmm.
Well, baby, let's talk about this description of yourself. You 50 and can sing like a bird. That's an old-ass bird, though. I don't know if you noticed, but ain't a whole lot of 50-year-olds getting no record deals. You know why they don't give 50-year-old people record deals? Because they don't think you're going to be able to be here to live out the whole contract. You know, you got to sign and do four albums. You may not be here to finish four albums. That's why they don't do it. And you in a local play. How local is this play? Where is you at? Is you at the DFW Hall? You down there at the VFW Hall? Where you at, the Elks Club? What is the play?
Their neighborhood, like a playhouse kind of situation. A little playhouse theater, sounds like.
Yeah.
Why are you crushing her dream?
Why can't her husband support her,
I ain't
her,
crushing
though?
Her dream. Hey. She wrote in about her husband. You wrote in to Steve Harvey.
But why won't he support her?
Because he done seen the plays. He done been down there. He done sat on the front row. I'll be damned. You need to cut this out. She over there overacting and stuff.
Can't act.
And then all that songbird singing.
Come on,
that ain't
Pop.
Really.
All right. He needs to support her. Moving on to V in
you
Montgomery.
You told Rollo to beat me. I mean, you told Harpo. What is that? Line.
Line. She asked for the line. Yeah.
You can't holler that out doing the play. Line.
She didn't memorize her script.
No, she's 50. It's been a whole lot. It's all right, baby. Hang in there. Go on and keep doing you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. V in Montgomery says, I'm planning to go to the Bayou Classic, and so is my mother. When I was in college, she went to a game with me and got into a fight with a man over a seat. I want to enjoy the game in peace. So how do I tell my mom that she can't ride with me? She's embarrassed.
Yeah, don't take her. Just ride off and leave her. Now, she's going to be blowing your phone up. Just ignore. Yeah, leave her.
Okay. But the Bayou Classic. New Orleans, Grambling, Southern. It's going down.
God, dog, mama. Yeah. Girl, I forgot.
Forgot her. Oh, okay. You forgot mama. I swear I thought she was in here.
What you got to do? Yeah. Change your phone the day before.
What?
And just get on the road. She gonna call you. She gonna give you 400 messages. But it'll be to the old phone.
Oh.
And go on down there and enjoy yourself.
Oh, wow.
Mama. Nobody wanna go to the Bayou Classic with their mama.
With their mom. Yes, Carla.
Oh, I did.
Oh, you went with your mom before?
Yeah. Put my hand back.
I only went to one place with my mama.
What?
The stove and church.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to Celeste in Queens. Celeste says, I went on a first date with a guy I met online, and his debit card was declined. He didn't have enough cash, and he asked if I could help. I paid the check, and then he ghosted me. Do I pursue him for the money or chalk it up as a lesson learned?
Mm. Chalk that up, baby. Just go and keep moving. It ain't even worth it.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. Nah.
Chalk it up. Not even a decent person.
Right.
He ain't had the money. That can happen. You know, debit card get declined. That can happen. Mm-hmm. You pay, then he ghosts you.
That doesn't happen
first
to
of
you,
all,
though, does it?
He's in bed. What?
Your credit card gets declined.
Do you have a debit card?
Nah. I don't know.
You don't? No. Yeah.
How do you
need to run to the ATM machine to get some money out.
Go I ahead. Have not been to an ATM God. Machine since 1998.
Okay.
Pre-Kings of Comedy. Pre-Kings of Comedy, last time I went to an ATM machine. What
and
is I'm going to the machine
out?
For?
How much
get
did
some
you
money.
Withdraw?
Yeah,
how much did you withdraw?
$100 out the machine, huh?
Whoa. Y'all think I left the house and ain't had no money?
Yes. Well, you can run out.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, okay, you go to Vegas a lot. You gambling.
Yeah.
You run out. You go to the machine. ATM machine, get some money out, right?
What?
Where do you go if you run
it
out of money
happen.
While gambling? Yeah, in Vegas.
Wait a minute, hold on.
You're a high roller, so they just let you have it.
Why is I done run out of money, though?
Wait. Okay.
Why? You know. What?
Why is I done run out of money?
Who is
that's
I?
What I thought you said.
We tow it up.
Why
did I run I? Out of money?
No, why is I done running out of money when I have money, though?
All right.
That's what I don't understand. See, y'all don't understand. A lot of things I'm not fitting to have.
Uh-huh.
But Steve Harvey not finna go do that no more. I done all my years of no money. I've had that. That was not a fun ride to get on.
I know that's right.
And the
I ain't got no
Samuel
money
L.
ride.
Jackson, what's in your wallet? You don't have a debit card in your wallet?
You don't have, you don't like, you
what's in your wallet?
I have credit cards. What you gonna call them?
Well, credit card is a credit card, and a debit card is a debit card. Yeah. So we answer you if you have a debit card.
I don't understand, but what do they do with the debit card?
You get money out of your checking account or your savings
account.
A credit card is a credit amount where you do credit. They give you a credit limit. You can do buy whatever.
This don't make no sense.
Within your limit.
Look on your face. This don't make no sense.
Okay. We're just going to move on. We're just moving on.
Look, they don't have all these programs where I'm at.
Like,
man,
like
y'all talking to me like this.
Oh my God. All right, this is the last one. Destiny.
I'm gonna go around there. I'm gonna ask my bank about this. I'm gonna call my bank and say, hey, I want some debit
cards.
Don't
do it. Don't do that. You
only need one. Some.
All right, I don't know if we have time for this one, but Destiny in Memphis says, my husband has a habit of using all of my body wash and lotion, and he walks around smelling better than I do. I don't want my man to smell like strawberry shortcake when I hug him. How do I get him to try more manly scented products?
Take his debit card. Take his damn debit card and cut all this out. You ain't finna be in here smelling like strawberry blueberry cake, you know, damn mom.
Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some
debit card today.
We'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, you guys, listen to this story. Jada Pinkett Smith has revealed in her new memoir, it's called Worthy, the book is called Worthy, that she and her husband, Will Smith, have been living separate lives since 2016. But get this, they are not divorced. Jada also said that she thought Will Smith slapping Chris Rock at the 2022 Oscars after Chris made a joke about her shaved head was a skit.
You know, Jada suffers from alopecia. Jada said, I thought this was a skit. I was like, there's no way that Will hit him. It wasn't until Will started to walk back to his chair that I even realized it wasn't a skit. The first thing she said to Will after he returned to his seat was, are you okay? Jada went on to say, quote, my deepest hope is that these two intelligent, capable men have an opportunity to heal, talk this out, and reconcile. And that's what we all want, and we all thought it was a skit, too, initially.
No, yeah. Whoa, whoa. Ain't nobody thought there was no skit.
I ain't think it was
Let me tell you something. I ain't never thought there was no skit.
Oh, I did. No.
And then these two intelligent men talk this out and heal. What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, we ain't talking nothing. Men don't do that. You come up here on stage in front of the world, you slap me. Mm-hmm. What you finna say to me? Mm-hmm. What you finna say to me?
My bad.
But Steve, at the very beginning, I thought it was a skit. At the very beginning, when he got up out of his seat, I said, is he playing?
Yeah.
But Chris's reaction let you know. When he actually slapped him, he was like, oh, no, he slapped him.
So that's just part of what's in her book, the fact that they've been separated for 7 years.
This sister on the real, y'all. I just saw.
That's too much.
I don't know, man. That's tough to put your stuff out there like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That's tough.
Like, I finally, you know what? I did something that I probably wasn't supposed to do. But, you know, I had posted a happy birthday to my wife on my page.
Because,
you know, we've been
that
on social media for a while. Yeah, but, and then, you know, all the comments was positive from all around the world. And then this one person typed something on that I didn't like. How you wishing her a happy birthday after all she done to you? You don't even know my wife, though. And so I just went on and, you know.
You started typing back, too.
Yeah. I asked Winton how to do it. Because Winton encourages me to do stuff like that. Let me show you.
Ignore them. All right. People, Steve, ignore them.
Yeah. And other Will Smith news.
I didn't yesterday, though.
You're going to try again today? You're going to try.
It felt so good, though. I was
And other Will Smith news. Tommy Davidson was a guest on Shannon Sharpe's Club Shay Shay podcast. Steve, you've been on there. And Tommy revealed that Will wanted to fight him over a kissing scene he had with Jada on the set of the movie Woo. Tommy said that Will came into his trailer and was standing over him saying he didn't appreciate that. Tommy went on to say that he was trying to play it off and said to Will Smith, let's step inside. Let's step aside and talk about it.
Will always walking up to little ass people, I've noticed.
He keep doing it.
Chris Rock, Tommy Davidson.
He didn't like Tommy kissing
Webster,
his wife.
Emmanuel Lewis, you know,
he had beef
Gary
him.
Coleman, always in there with some little ass person. I ain't never seen, he ain't say nothing. Michael Clark Duncan, you know, he ain't said nothing to Samuel L. He ain't ran up on Denzel. He ain't said nothing to Tyler. Nobody with no weight on him. So everybody he messed with, little bitty ass man. Tommy, you know.
All right.
Too much.
This story right here. Okay. Did the late Barbara Walters get busy with Richard Pryor?
Yeah.
At least that's what her co-host on The View, Sherry Shepherd, says. On Wednesday's episode of Sherry spilled the tea and told Joy Behar the juicy gossip, which she says she learned from legendary comic Paul Mooney. Sherry says Paul Mooney told her that he once walked in on Barbara and Richard doing it. Okay? And we all know what that means. Doing
that
it. We don't
so
say it.
I just
right
walked
anymore
in the room and there was just all of it. And everything I know, next thing I know, the Barbara Walters was just all up in the air.
If it's true, Richard Pryor wasn't the only black man that Barbara Walters slept with. She had long acknowledged an affair with then Senator Edward Brooke in the 70s. And but who knew about Barbara and Richard Pryor? And when Joy Behar was on the Sherry show, Joy Behar said Barbara liked a brother.
Okay. Once you go she, black.
Yes, that's what she said. Those were her words.
I've
she
heard
liked
that
a brother. Yeah.
I've heard that before.
You heard that about Barbara Walters? But did you hear about her and Richard Pryor? Have you ever heard that before?
Richard Pryor. Yeah, I heard that.
Richard. Richard.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. And finally, in entertainment news, Tyrese is being sued by Fast and Furious director Brian Barber for defamation and libel, and he wants $10 million in damages. $10 million in damages, okay? Barber claimed that Tyrese attacked his, quote, character and reputation by saying, just saying lies about things about another video footage taped from a previous interview with Charlamagne from The Breakfast Club. This happened back in 2019. Tyrese said Barber wouldn't release the footage to him for $35,000. And Barber said Tyrese's people asked him not to release the footage to protect him. So,
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he's suing him for $10 million.
$10 million.
Well, Tyrese.
Another day, another
tables have turned. Here come another song.
All right. Coming up in about 20 minutes after the hour.
Sue me.
Oh, Lord. Found guilty of faking her.
They
abduction.
Trying to sue.
We'll talk
me.
About it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, we all remember the story that this story really shocked the nation back in the summertime in July about a woman from Alabama who disappeared after she told the police a story about a child walking along the highway. Her name was Carly Russell. She had authorities in a panic that a possible kidnapper was on the run and using a toddler as bait. If you recall, Carly Russell also told the police a man came out of the woods. This man had orange hair now. He abducted her. He forced her into an 18-wheeler. Carly Russell said that she was able to escape but was recaptured. She was able to escape again in West Hoover and returned home. Now, remember, Carly Russell also researched Amber Alerts and the movie Taken. Well, a judge wasn't having it. This judge is in Hoover in Alabama. Yesterday, he found Carly guilty of faking her abduction. The judge recommended 1 year in jail for Carly Russell and $17,874 in restitution. He also recommended two fines at $831 each. This case will be now appealed in circuit court. So there you go. Wow. A year in jail.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really sad because the story was really, I found an inside story about this whole thing when she was walking down the road. The little baby that was in the middle of the street was actually Chucky. Chucky was walking down the middle of the street. And then, Chucky the doll was down the street. She thought it was a baby when she picked her up and Chucky stabbed her ass one time. And then she got out there and the next thing, you know, this man came out the woods, had this orange hair. That was Homie the Clown. And you know, because I had talked directly to Damon Wayans because they was doing a reunion tour for In Living Color.
Damon
was doing a Homie the Clown. And he saw... Yeah, wow. That's what they did. And then Homie the Clown came out the bushes and got then she escaped and got recaptured by Candyman. Candyman was played by Will Smith because he was tall, you know, because Will Smith only messed with little people. And so Candyman got that. And then she was trying to get some help. So she took a picture and sent it in to be on the milk carton because they find people. They used to find people on milk cartons and Jada Pinkett owned the milk company. And so she got in touch with Jada, and then Jada said she wasn't going to do that, but she was going to put it in her new book. And so she put it in her new book about the whole thing. And Will read it and was mad because he didn't want nobody to know he was Candyman.
Yeah.
Whoa,
that's there it is.
Yeah.
That's why he was mad.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. That's a lot.
Yeah.
How did you
see
know
that
all
how
this,
you go?
Steve?
Yeah.
How'd you find
then,
this out?
See, then well, because then what happened was because Will got mad when she put it in the book. So Will slapped Chucky.
Oh,
yeah, because he was the littlest person over
he's
there. So
little.
He slapped the hell out of Chucky because, you know, we don't slap nobody big. Yeah.
All right. Are you
now we
done?
Know. Now
we yep. And that's what had happened.
Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll check your voicemail, Steve, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it's time to check your voicemail. If you want to leave a message for Steve, you can call us at 877-29-STEVE, 877-29-STEVE, and you just might hear your call on the air. Here we go. This one's from Brenda. Brenda has a message for the truck driver, Steve, who doesn't like Sister Odell.
Good morning, Steve Harvey Morning Show. This is Brenda from Victorville. I'm calling about that truck driver talking about Sister Odell. That truck driver needs to get somewhere and sit down, because Sister Odell is all of that. She is my number one fan, and he better leave Sister Odell alone before I find out who he is and run him over. That's all I have to say. Have a blessed morning. Love you guys. Listen to you every morning. Bye.
Thank you, Brenda.
Yeah, represent, baby. Thank you. Represent, baby. Hey, truck driver, careful. Yeah.
You might get run
hey,
over.
Hey, you've been warned.
I love black people.
You've been warned. People coming for you. Odell got a crew. You know, look, Rihanna got the Navy. Beyonce got the Beehive. Odell got the Odellettes.
Oh, the Odellettes.
That's where I get come for.
All right, this one's from Gustavo from Africa. Gustavo from Africa. And he lives in Dallas. He's a huge, huge, huge Steve Harvey fan. Listen to Gustavo.
Hey, Steve. My name is Gustavo Domingos. I'm always listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show radio. Always, always, you know. Just want to tell you, like, I'm very fan of you. I'm also from Africa. I live here in Dallas. My dream is to meet you, you know, shake your hand. And by the way, you know, as much as I love you, man, I named my youngest son as a Steve Harvey, you know, like his actual name, his first name is Steve Harvey, you know. Not Steve, just Steve Harvey altogether, you know, and that's because I feel because when I see my son, man, you know, I learn a lot of stuff from you. You know, and then I just, you know, look at my son, like, seems like I'm looking at you, you know, just, I love you so much, man. Like I said, my dream is to meet you. I want to introduce you, my son, Steve, my little Steve Harvey. You know, I'm right here in Dallas, Texas, in Addison. My name is Gustavo. I'm a region from Africa, Angola. You know, like I said, my dream is to meet you. Thank you so much. And I hope you guys, you know, get this message. Thank you, appreciate it.
Wow.
Well, Gustavo, listen, a couple things we need to go over. I appreciate the call and everything, dog, and, you know, everything. But you got to, I know you're from Ghana. I heard you say that, you know. There was a lot of words in there you were saying wasn't quite right. You're going to have to brush up on your English a little bit better, dog. Got to get over here. You're going to be talking. You know, first of all, you know, you're very fan of mine. You need another word in there. You know, you can't just say I'm very fan of yours. You know, that's, you know, need another word in there. I'm very much a big fan of yours. You need some adjectives in there to describe, you know, like you, if you're very fan of me, you know, then you mean you need to be walking somewhere next to me, keeping my ass cool is what you actually said right there. I want you to think about that.
And are you then, giving him an English said, lesson, sir?
Of all.
Yeah, you know, and then you said, one of my greeting me to meet you, that ain't going to happen. Because, you know, you got to talk to somebody.
You got to.
Well, you know, my greeting to meet you, you know, you got to put some more words in there. You know, my dream is to meet you. I heard you say that later on. You know, all dreams don't come true. I found that out in my life. So, you know, you might want to focus on that a little bit more. And then you all said you are from Addison. You are from Addison, Texas. If you say you're from Addison, they're going to lock your ass up. Because if you say you're from Addison, Texas, and then your driver's license got Addison on there, they taking your little African ass to jail. Just a couple of things I want to get you to
what?
Work on. You're not from Edison. You're from Addison. Addison. Edison.
Thanks
is
for
lower.
The love.
That's on
Gustavo.
The other side. I'm trying to keep him out of jail. Now, Gustavo need to get some things together now. And also, Gustavo, I really want you to just... So just a lot of things I want to get out there on the radio to know that I have said it. Thank you, Gustavo, for calling me in. I hope you can stay in the country and everything, you know. But you are in Addison, not Edison. Edison is a little further south of Fort Worth.
Right. Coming up next, we have a prank phone call for
who the hell named their first name, baby? The whole name, Steve Hobbies. Steve Hobbies, Gustavo Edison.
Junior in for the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, why did he get rid of all the trash? Why did he get rid of all our trash? Okay.
That is the subject. We'll find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now Junior is in for the nephew. The nephew's out today with Junior. You're in, and you have the prank phone call. What you got for us?
Oh, you couldn't even say what he was out for, could you?
Yeah.
You fell apart right there.
You heard me start to, and then I was like, well, geez.
You know why he got...
Yeah, you said he's out for, what?
We don't
know.
Yeah.
He's out for, cause he can't do two things at once. That's what he's out for.
He's out for what?
He out for, he got a life too big for him.
Oh, wow. He got to take a break.
TV show and a radio show. Ooh, Lord. Who do that?
Stop that.
Man, who the hell you know got TV show and radio show? Woo!
Hey, you can't forget, Anna's number one.
Nobody, Tommy, just you.
Anna's number one. Anna's number one. He got a radio show, TV show. Anna's number one. Ooh, there's a lot right here.
Hey, dog, that's about to pop his little bitty head.
Junior, what you got?
Okay, Shirley, I got pump your brakes, mama. Pump your brakes, mama. That's what today's prank phone call. Pump your brakes, mama. Come on, cat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Natalie, please.
Yes, this is Natalie.
Natalie, how you doing? My name is Darren. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Oh, okay. Hey, Darren.
How you doing? Listen, we got a bit of a problem. If you don't mind me asking, who actually brings your kids home from school each day?
Oh, my mom gets my kids for me, and she drops them off.
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
Why?
Okay. Well, we have a bit of a problem. The kids are fine. There's no issue with the kids at all. But, you know, we've had a meeting here at the HOA. We've been getting some complaints. It seems like your mother is really speeding down the street real fast. And, you know, everyone's complaining about it, that, you know, it's a lot of kids walking home from school, and it seems like your mom is driving real fast when she's coming down the street to drop your kids off. Did you know anything about this?
No, not at all. That doesn't even sound like her.
Okay. What type of car does she
have? My mother?
Let me ask you this, Natalie. From what I understand, it is a... What kind of car does your mom have? Is it a Ford Escape or something like that? A little SUV? Is that what your mom has?
Yeah, she has a little red SUV.
Okay. All right. So the problem is that's the same car. That's the one we're talking about. And it seems like, you know, your mother is flying down the street, and she drops the kids off, and when she leaves, she's flying back out of the neighborhood, and a couple of times some of the neighbors have told her to slow down, and, you know, I don't know if she's flicked them off or said something out the window, you know, but, you know, this is stuff that we just cannot tolerate.
Huh. Well, it really doesn't sound like my mom, but, you know, I was...
Okay, well, listen. You know what, Natalie? What we're not going to do is what you're not going to do is act like it's not your mama. It's your mother that's doing this. So what we need you to do is tell your mama to slow her down so we don't have this problem. All right? Because I tried to be nice with you at first, but if you're going to be in denial thinking it's not your mama, then we got an issue.
First of all, Darren from HOA, I need you to watch your tone and who the f*** you're talking to, all right? I need you to calm that all the way down,
okay,
all right? I said that
down.
I would talk to her.
You need to slow your damn mama down. That's what you need to do. Slow your mama down the way she drives
no,
through these damn streets.
No, what you need to do is stand in the middle of the street if she's flying down it, so hopefully she can knock you out the way, okay? Don't talk to me like that. You're being rude and disrespectful. I'm going to ask her if it's her because I don't think it's her, but you're not going to talk to me like that.
Okay, so your mama can just drive down the street and act a damn fool.
My mama could do whatever she want to do. My mama could do whatever she want to do. She a grown-ass woman.
She can't do it in the neighborhood that I'm a member of the HOA at. She can't do it there, okay? Now, I don't mind having your mama arrested with your kids in the car if I got to.
I wish you would. I wish you would have my mama arrested with my kids in the car. You're going to have more problems than you ever had, okay? You better not have my mama arrested. You're going to get arrested, and you're going to be sent to the hospital. How about that?
Okay, let me tell you something. Tell you. your mama to slow her down in these streets. This is the last one that I'm giving y'all. This is the last one.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to give no warnings, okay? We can have a real conversation about it. We can meet and talk about it. Because you ain't going to talk to me like that, and you ain't telling my mama nothing. I ain't telling her to slow down for nothing. What you going to do? What you going to do, Derek? As a matter of fact, let's meet about it. I'll bring my husband, too, since you got so much to say. You know what I'm saying? I want you to have, keep that same energy, okay, with my husband. I want you to talk to him like you talking to me.
Hey, let me tell you something. I ain't worried about your husband or none of that. All right, I'm gonna say this right here. Tommy is the one that told us that your mama was speeding down the street. Tommy the one said it.
Tommy? Who the hell is Tommy?
Tommy said your mama was the one running up and down the street, fast going 40, 50 miles an hour. Tommy the one said that.
I don't know who Tommy is, but Tommy can kiss my ass. You can kiss my ass. And any other neighbors who got something to say about my mama can kiss my ass. How about that?
Let me ask you this. Do you know nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Do you know him?
Son of a bitch. You got me.
Natalie, your sister.
Oh, my God. I had to pull over and text my husband like, you know, you just fool on the phone talking crazy to me. I was all about to get you lit up, brother. Lit up, nephew Tommy.
Your sister Darius got me to prank phone call you, baby. Your sister.
Oh, it's going down. It is going down. Oh, Payback is a real mother. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm getting back. Oh, man. I knew that was my mama. And I know you ain't gonna talk to me like that either. Oh, Mom. You got me.
Hey, baby, tell me this. One more thing before you go. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
You know it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And tell Steve I said, hey, Ms. Harvey, be looking good.
Praise and pranks here. Come on.
He did say that yesterday.
Come on, prank me. Yeah, he won it. Got to get to him.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah.
We not doing praise and prank when we ain't here. We're going to do truth telling.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah, we got another truth by nephew.
Well, you know, his pranks is good now. His pranks is outstanding.
King of pranks.
King of pranks.
But doing that.
But he can't come to work when he got to. Yeah, it's responsibility that wears him down.
But Steve, he's always been like this. He didn't just get like this. You knew this
and
when you
hired
him.
And whether he had two jobs or not, because he wasn't coming to work before that.
Right. I'm gonna take.
But you know, that's because of the golden rule.
What?
And what is that?
Short people can't jump over tall fences.
What did that got to?
That's your golden rule for Tommy. Mm-hmm.
That's golden rule, man. Everybody know that. Short people can't jump over tall fences. That's a fact, man. You ever seen a short person jump over tall ass fence?
It looks brighter. All right, coming up next, the strawberry letter. The subject is, why did he get rid of all our trash? We will find out right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks.
sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, my good friend Junior. Subject, hey, why Shirley. Did he get...
Huh? Quick public service announcement. Okay. Want to say congratulations to the OWN Network and the TV show Ready for Love. They have a new sponsor. They have a brand new sponsor that's joined the show that's providing Tommy's wardrobe. So we want to thank the people from the Ken Collection for all
you know
of Tommy's wardrobe.
Barbie.
The Ken Collection. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's everything Ken wore in the new Barbie movie.
All right. Back to the Strawberry Letter, crazy man. Subject, why did he get rid of all our trash? Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been living with my man for 9 years. I won a cruise from being a high roller at the casino. And I took my best girlfriend on the cruise with me. We had a ball on the boat, and there were a lot of fine men, but I didn't fool around with any of them, although I did come close a few times. When I'm on that tequila, there's no telling how I'm going to act. My man knew that my phone service was bad on the water, so we texted a lot. I sent him nude pictures of me in my cabin, and he sent me nudes while he was in the bed. I looked closely at his two pictures and saw three red cups on the nightstand and a bottle of rum. The comforter was off the bed, and there was a McDonald's bag on the floor by the bed. I thought he was being the slob that he normally is, so I texted that he'd better clean up before I got home. I got home a few days later, and I could barely get in the door before he was trying to have sex with me. I was ready, too, because I had had a few drinks on the flight home. And after sex, I got myself together, and we went out to get dinner. I got home with my leftovers and noticed there was some food, some old food in the fridge, so I went to throw it away. I noticed the garbage can was empty. I went to the garbage, and there weren't any trash bags in the trash can. Trash day was the next day, and we usually have at least three bags of trash to put out twice a week. I did not see the McDonald's bag or the three red cups or any other trash. I asked him where all the trash was, and he said there wasn't any trash. I took out my phone and I showed him the pictures of the missing trash. He said he took it to a dumpster. Why did he get rid of the trash? Well, didn't you tell him to clean up before you got home? Well, he did that. He said he took the trash to a dumpster, and you're still complaining. I really, really hate when people try to make problems where there are none. You're trying to find something on him when you clearly said you came very close to fooling around with the fine men on your cruise. What does that mean? Are we supposed to believe you didn't do anything there? I'm sure you want us to believe that, and I know you're thinking he might have had someone over there because of the cubs or the food in the fridge and the trash being gone and all that. You're taking pictures of the trash and all of that. That doesn't mean he did anything. You said he was a slob. He cleaned up the best he could by taking out the trash, putting it in a dumpster, and it is what it is. I mean, after 9 years of living together and being with this man, you still don't trust him. You have nowhere to go with your suspicions, but you don't give him the benefit of the doubt. And I know you want him to know. You don't want him to know about what you were doing on the boat. You're even. You guys are even. You and him, as far as I'm concerned. You're back now. You guys have reconnected. You had sex. You went out to dinner. So I just say, let this one go. Steve?
I am beyond stunned at your response. I was sitting here going,
I was like, what is wrong with you?
Is this Shirley Strawberry? You know, normally... You know, I got to come in and defend a man. I've never seen you defend a man as hard as you defended this damn dude right here. So now I have to change my entire answer Because I don't like my answer to be the same. Why? I'm just going to change my answer because mine, no, Lord.
Uh-oh.
No, Lord. Because, see, you just gave this guy a pass.
Yeah.
Now, she on this cruise, took a girlfriend. She had a ball on a boat. A lot of fine men there. I didn't fool around with any of them, although I did come close a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I'm on that tequila, ain't no telling how I'm going to act. Well, if ain't no telling how you going to act, let's go on and just tell what really happened then. I got close a few times. What that mean? What that mean? You had your clothes on, you ain't had your clothes on. What can't close. We can't close. He was on me, I was on him. How close? How you almost come close to fooling around? Anyway, ain't no telling how I'm going to act. My man knew my phone service was bad on the water, so we text a lot. Now, you sending naked pictures of you in the cabin. He sending naked while he in the bed. Then you look closely at his two pictures, and you saw three red cups on the nightstand and a bottle of rum. Wait a minute. Three red cups.
Mm-hmm.
One bottle of rum. That got threesome wrote all over it.
What?
You only need one red cup. Them is solo cups. You ain't got to have one for this and one for that. It was three cups in there. And see, Ray, they all had the same cup. Because what we going to switch cups for now? What we worried about who mouth been on this cup? All three of us been in here. It is not time to be worried about no, who cup is this? Who cup is this? You know what y'all been in here doing? Three people?
All right, hold on. Close. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, why did he get rid of all our trash? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, why did he get rid of all of our trash?
You know, first of all, folks, let me reiterate this. Shirley's answer was in total support of this man. And it just stunned me that she supported this man throughout this letter. So that's normally my job on the show. But since Shirley took it, I got to go and help this woman out now. Now, come to find out, they was exchanging. She went on a cruise with a girlfriend. They was exchanging naked pictures, her and a man back at the house. And in one of the pictures she took, she noticed on the nightstand was a bottle of rum and three red cups. Them solo cups, the big plastic ones. You know, you put all types of stuff in there. You know, that's been hood. Mm-hmm. That's hood drinking for a long time. Well, she get home and she noticed also the comforter was off the bed. You can't keep a comforter on the bed once it's more than two people in there.
Why not?
That's a comforter rule.
Oh, is it?
That's because it ain't no room for three people and all these pillows and blankets and all this. Something got to get on the floor.
Yes. Because
it's no way. It's hard for three people to share a comforter. It's got to get on the floor. Plus, she in here hot. Because there's three people in there and there's three red cups on the nightstand and a whole bottle of rum. What she need to do is focus on that picture, see how much of the rum is missing.
Because
what's the three cups in there for? It was some other people in there. Shirley said it wasn't. Comfort off the bed, McDonald's bag on the floor. That's what they call, what that thing when they call out to get something to eat.
DoorDash.
DoorDash. Uh-huh. Uber Eats, Uber something. Eats.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Bring it, whatever they call Grub, Grub.
Bring it.
Bring it.
Bring it by.
If you started one, you should call it that. Bring it.
Yeah, bring it by. Have you called BB to bring it by? And there's a McDonald's bag on the floor. He thought he was being a slob. He normally is. So a few days later, I could barely get in the dough before he tried to have sex with me. I was ready too. Because once again, here she go. Had some drinks on the flight home. Got that tequila up in you. Mm-hmm. Now, as soon as you got the tequila, you was ready then. But now you're trying to tell us ain't nothing happened on the boat. Girl, stop. You know what the hell happened on that boat. It got buck wild up in there, all them fine men. All right, cool. I got myself together. We went to dinner. You got home with your leftovers and noticed there was some old food in the fridge, so you went to throw it away. And then you looked in the garbage can, and it was empty. I went to the garage, and there weren't any trash bags in the trash can. Trash day is the next day, and we normally have two or three bags. But we didn't have nothing that day. And then she looked in the bag. She didn't see the McDonald's bag or the three red cups or any other trash. You didn't see that rum bottle either, did you? Huh? Bet that wasn't in there either. I asked him where all the trash was, and he said it wasn't no trash. That is the truest statement in this whole damn thing. Where is the trash? Ain't no damn trash. Right. Then you took out your phone and showed him the pictures of the missing trash. He said he took it to the dumpster.
Yeah.
The next statement he made was true. Why did he get rid of the trash? First of all, let's quit calling this trash and call it what it really is.
What?
This is evidence.
Yes.
This ain't trash. This is evidence. That's like when the mob finna go up for murder and then the witnesses start missing. See, you gonna get rid of any star witness, and the star witness in your story was the trash. Three red Solo cups, bottle of wine. You know, can hard to see lipstick on the red Solo cup. That's the key. You wants to wear red Solo cups because you're hard to see lipstick on a red Solo cup, no matter what shade it is. Unless you date a woman that wear black lipstick, and I do not care for that.
It's not about you.
That's not in the letter.
In the words of my father, Slick Harvey, don't nobody want no black mouth woman. I just some stuff he would say.
Okay.
Going, boy, going, boy, don't nobody want no black mouth woman.
What? That's interesting. He said that's interesting.
Yeah, because the only time you saw a woman with black mouth when she was playing a witch in a play.
Oh, that was it.
Dog lipstick wasn't out then. You know, bright red was the color. That was very, very, you know, shaky back then. Bright red. That was the color. You knew you couldn't wear that to church. No, she got the hussy mouth. I see. You know. So he took it to the dumpster. Why did he get rid of the trash? Well, lady, it wasn't trash. It was evidence. He got rid of all the evidence. And you have nothing except a picture. But then you told him he better clean the house up before you get back. Now, he did what you asked him to do. So now he has created the perfect storm. You can get mad at him if you want to. But he done got rid of all the evidence. So, what do we have here, folks? Let's break this down. You have wasted your time writing this strawberry letter.
Post your comments on today's strawberry letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. Download it today. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it's Junior with Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. Junior, what you got?
Yeah. Well, thank you, Shirley. But before I get to that, I just got to remind everybody that I'm being Bowie, Maryland on October 21st. Bowie, Maryland. Unc, you been down to Bowie, Maryland?
I've been everywhere, Junior.
Okay, I just asking. I didn't know. You know, I didn't bring it up my first time.
You and Tommy just got y'all little careers going.
Yeah, that's my first time going. That's what I was trying to tell you.
Y'all just, there you go. Well, congratulations. It's a wonderful place. You'll have a nice time. Ask me anything. I've already done it, Junior. And Junior, if I ain't done it, I'm going to lie and say I did. For what we're talking about.
October 21st at the Bowie Performing Arts Center, man. That food's crazy. All right, man. Here we go. Houston Astros, congratulations on our way to another one. The American League Championship Series. We'll be playing the Texas Rangers. Yes, sir. It's a Texas thing. I don't know where, what, you know, who you going to go for, but I advise going with the Astros on this. This ain't football. This baseball. You probably should go with us on this one.
Okay, well,
yeah, you know,
seeing as how don't nobody care about baseball, okay.
Well, we do, because this is the only thing we got going in our city. Okay, we winning at this.
Yeah.
You're not going to disrespect us for winning at baseball. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we got. We got that. Yeah. Okay, now we win this, we go
well,
to the
World Series.
Well,
we're taking pictures
again.
Of y'all this year, so be careful.
No, we're not cheating up. Don't say
yeah,
we're
checking for wires and everything, so... I didn't really think nothing of that whole scandal. I didn't give a damn. It's still hard to hit that baseball, even if you know what they're going through.
Yeah, if they still is,
I ain't
sure
paying no
is.
Attention to that.
Man, and let's say a shout out, man. I got to give a shout out to the University of Utah, man. Do you know they gave all the players, the alumni gave all the players brand new trucks. All the players on the team got brand new trucks courtesy of the alumni. Now,
wow.
I mean, brand nice. New 2023. Listen, we need help at our, you know, at our, at Prairie View. We want to know if you could just,
come on.
At Prairie View. Long.
Yeah. Come on. Give me, we got to get the whole team. Just six. No. Nah, see, I knew it.
I tell you what I do, Junior.
What you
for
do?
All the players that play for Prairie View.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to buy the whole football team new T-shirts.
Yeah.
Hey, Junior.
Hey,
Junior.
Go ahead.
With a picture of a truck on the front of the shirt.
Oh, that's cold.
All right, Uncle, you got tonight, man. Broncos.
Dreams do come true.
Yes, they do.
Broncos or the Chiefs?
Yeah, come on. Just say it, man.
Come on, man. Yo, good hell, well. Broncos ain't free.
Ah, sure.
Coming up, a guy on social media needs some advice. He wants to know, do I really have to baby-proof my apartment? We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
All right, Steve. Corey on Steve Harvey FM writes, I just got a call from my mom asking me to, quote, do my part for the family. It seems my sister has fallen into some hard times in her post-divorce life, and she's now asking to move back in with my parents, but health issues make that a difficult task to pull off, especially since my sister has a two-year-old. So mom's now asking me to make room in my place since it's a two-bedroom, and I only use the second room as an office and storage. I said it would be no problem to have her and the kids stay for a month or so, and that I was happy to help out. Then came the news on how much money and work I need to put into baby-proofing my place. I'm a single guy, and spending over $1,000 to do everything on her baby-proofing list is way too much. Uncle Steve, I know your grandkids are at your house a lot. Did you baby-proof your home?
No, we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a different baby-proof system.
And what's that?
What's that?
Stop. Sit your ass down. Get away from there. Stop.
And that
sit
works?
Your ass down. You with me? But now, bro, you got to do something because don't look like, you know, her kids got home training. So you're going to have to baby-proof it or else you're going to have some accident. You got to put them little guardrails up at the steps because if you don't, You're going to look over there and his little dumb ass going to do a tuck and roll down them front steps.
Oh, no. You know,
man. Right. Tuck and roll. You be sitting up there looking for his ass and he's sitting up there at that bass cabinet because you ain't got them little clips on that bass cabinet. Mm-hmm. Now he in the bottom of that sink just eating Comet.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man, you got to be, bro, you're going to have to do it. You know, because everything down low is they world.
Yeah.
You're going to have to baby proof it, man. You know, you single and all this here, but you know, I don't know why you took him in, though. Because
his mom asked him to.
His mama asked him.
Yeah.
Well, why don't she stay in mama house? Because
they're ill. Sick. They have health issues. Sick. Yeah.
Did you?
Well, mama, you know, if you sick, well, you know, you ain't, at least you ain't going nowhere. She'll be there all the time.
You know what?
So now she
can't come over
you
here.
You can't say that. You can't say everything that comes to your head.
Mama ill babysitter. That's what you're saying.
Well, your mama sick. She can't go nowhere. She's still over there.
Watch these babies.
Yeah, your mama going to have somebody watching her, so just have them help you out.
Pay them a little extra. All right. I think we have time for another one, crazy man. This one's from Trey.
Pull that hospital bed or cross the doorway between the living room and the dining room. Keep their ass in that one room.
And just look over your left shoulder.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can help Trey on Facebook for the last, not that we helped Corey at all. Trey on Facebook writes, for the last 3 years, I've been playing on my company's flag football team, and I'm like the only person in our office who is even remotely athletic. We didn't win the season, but thanks to me, we won a few games, which I hear never happened before I started with the company. Well, my wife and I had our second child a couple of months ago, and I'm going back to school to get my master's degree, so I don't want to play flag football again this year or go to practice. My decision is getting me lots of hate from my coworkers, and I feel like it's going to affect my job. I hate that I might have to start looking for a new job over this, but that might be where I'm at. What should I do?
Yeah, well, right. You know, it is what it is. You know, you went over there. Let's just go on and tell the truth. You work at an all-white company. You're the only black person in there.
That's why he's so good.
That's why it is, yeah.
Man, you the one out there scoring all the damn touchdowns, catching all the passes.
Yeah.
You quarterbacking and receiving. You throw it, run out there, and catch it your damn self. White people ain't never seen nothing like that before. You're going to play, damn it. You're just going to play. That's the way it is. Come on. Come on, Earl. You gotta be kidding me.
His name is Trey.
How you not gonna play? You gotta be kidding me. We suck without you. We absolutely suck.
I love his white man.
Come on.
All right.
You're black. All right. What do you mean you're not gonna play? What are you gonna do?
We have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up.
You guys
right
are born
this.
For this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Warner Brothers has released a new movie trailer for the movie The Color Purple, based on Alice Walker's Pulitzer Prize-winning book and the musical adaptation of her 1982 novel. The trailer highlights strengths of sisterhood. The movie stars Taraji P. Henson as Shug Avery, Fantasia as Celie, Halle Bailey as Nettie, Corey Hawkins as Harpo, Coleman Domingo as Mr., and Danielle Brooks as Sophia, Sierra as adult Nettie, Lou Gossett as old Mr., and other stars, including Dion Cole and David Alan Greer. The Color Purple is produced by Oprah Winfrey, and it hits theaters Christmas Day. They're asking everybody to wear purple that day to the movie, and are you guys excited to see it?
Yes.
I am. I want to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to see.
Can't wait
too.
To see Fantasia. Yeah,
she's
I saw her on Broadway. Yeah,
are y'all
Steve?
Excited? I want to go see it. Yeah,
Steve.
Christmas Day. I can't say it. Did you see the one with
what
Whoopi
was that?
And Oprah? Yeah. Did you see the?
Yeah, did you see the first one? You see the original?
The first one?
I saw a little bit of. I cut it off after a while.
A little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of uplifting parts in it. I just couldn't get to it. That's all. Plus I got feelings for Fantasia and Taraji and all them. I don't want to go down there and see them with the sack dress on, barefooted and all that.
All right. Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour.
Tail off and
We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time, guys, for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather sprint for 20 minutes or would you rather sit in a cold plunge for 8 minutes? Sprint for 20, cold plunge for 8.
Sprint.
8.
Sprint for 20 minutes. Yeah.
Sprint.
20 minutes? You gonna sprint?
I have to. I can't get in the cold plunge.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, y'all trying to just...
Boy, your ass getting in the cold plunge.
It's over.
I'm in that cold plunge so fast. Sprint for 20 minutes. Where I'm gonna live after that?
That's a long time. So, wait, you can do a cold plunge.
But, I cold plunge anyway.
But for 6 minutes,
I did 6 minutes this morning.
Yeah, but what'd you do?
And the water was 48 degrees. 48 degrees for 6 minutes this morning.
What's two more minutes? Okay.
That has been, I've accidentally done 10 minutes before.
Oh.
Oh, what
is that?
This is nothing to you.
Yeah. No, but, right. But now, I want you to understand something. Now, it is more than a notion. You know, people have been, man, Steve, you're looking really good, man. What are you doing? And part of my routine is cold plunging every day. But it's more than a notion. They said, would you recommend it to other people? No. 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 I don't recommend this to no damn body. I just don't.
But what are the benefits?
It's ungodly uncomfortable.
Oh,
the benefits is when you get in submerged cold water below 58 degrees, your body goes into shock protein synthesis. And it dumps, your liver dumps everything out to its core to try to save your life. If you're in 50 degree water, your body knows it has to go into life saving. Because if you stay in 50 degree water too long, you will die.
Oh.
Because
so that's
your
why
core
you only
temperature
do it for
can't
6 minutes.
Get below a certain, six is the max. Because your core temperature can't get down in the 70s. It can't happen.
Oh, I hate cold.
You know, that's hypothermia. You're going to leave here, man.
Mm-hmm.
And cold is tough. So
you
know, people say, do you recommend it? I don't really recommend it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Would you rather live in a world where every Halloween costume comes to life at midnight? Or would you rather visit a haunted carnival from another era? That's interesting. Live in a world where Halloween costumes come to life at midnight every night.
Ooh,
or a haunted carnival.
From another carnival. Yeah, the carnival.
all them costumes is my family. African costumes. All of them. That's my family. My aunt looked just like Herman the Monster. All of them.
Steve.
Terrible.
Look just like her.
Yeah.
Only thing she was missing was them screws in her neck.
That is today. Round of
big ass head, big ass feet, walk, rock to the side.
Coming up next, we'll close out the show, and I think we have a phone call for you, Steve, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Thursday. It's been a good day. I guess Tommy will be back tomorrow, right, Steve?
I don't know. You know, little people, you have to give them time.
What?
You know. Yeah, you have to give them time. You can't rush them back. Because, you know, they got so many HR laws now. You got to really pay attention. You can't rush nobody back to work. Got to let them. Because I think, like, Tommy... Like, if he come back too fast, that's like mental exhaustion.
Anyway.
I took an HR course on it. That's why I can't say nothing to him, you know. Plus, he little. You know, that's discrimination against little people. So I had to give him extra because he little.
All right. Hey, Steve, we got a phone call for you.
But let's once again, before we go in, I want to... Hold on, Shirley, before I do the phone call. Once again, OWN Network and Ready for Love TV show want to thank the latest sponsor. Thank you. Who's doing Tommy's Wardrobe is brought to you by the Ken Collection. The Ken Collection. And everything you see Tommy wearing on the show is Ken wear on the new Barbie movie. It's just wonderful. He got the little... Got that little pink tight ass little sweater with the patchy scarf on his neck. It's just all his clothes, shoes and everything. Little Ken shoes.
Little bitty Louboutins.
Yeah. LBLs, little bitty Louboutins.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the phone call. This is a guy who has a business venture for you, Steve. This is an idea for you.
Hey, Steve, you always giving God the glory. I love that about you, and I appreciate it. And I know you about business, so you should consider a hotel chain called Blessed that includes all your style, finesse, and throw some discounts in for your club members. I'll be member number one.
Oh, what do you think about that?
Hotel?
Yeah, well, see, you got to watch when Christians call in and ask you to do stuff in business with them, because they're going to always want something back. Now, I got to open up a hotel with my money. I got to call the hotel Blessed, and I got to give his ass a discount. See, so who getting blessed here, me or you? So I really think the hotel is so he could get blessed. You know? And as soon as I open it, I'll spend all this money opening this hotel. First thing his ass want is damn discount. You ain't even stayed one night. You ain't bought it out. I'm going to let you stay there. Okay, I'm going to I'm gonna give you a discount, but you better not open that that honor
mini bar.
You better not open that thing up in there. I'm going to have some prices in there for your ass. I bet I'll get re-blessed back.
$30
peanuts going to be
$12. Right. And don't,
this right here, when you open up that can, seven up, that's right. $62.
Of course, 7 up. I can't a 7 up.
62, yeah.
That's about
after
accurate,
you get blessed
though.
With your discount, I'm going to get it back. And I'll open up them nuts, that little jar with them nuts in it.
Yeah.
Right. Open
how
that
much?
Up and see what happens.
How much
be
the nuts?
High as a, and they're going to be cashews, too.
Oh, yeah, when you
jumbo
break that
salted
deal.
Cashews.
Uh-huh. How much?
Yeah, take a minute to get in there. I ain't going to charge you that much. About $27. but it ain't number 8 nuts in that, though. I'm gonna be the one packing the cashews in the jar, so I'm gonna make sure he gets eaten. I got to open up the hotel, spend all my money, give his ass a discount so he can bless. All right.
Here's another call from a guy who's a big Earth, Wind, and Fire fan, Steve, like you.
Oh, come on, boy.
Hey, Uncle Steve. My name's Anthony. I got a white van that's covering Earth, Wind, and Fire that you not gonna believe. I'm trying to find the email address so I can send it to you before you put it on the air. But like I said, I drive a truck for a living, and I had to pull over because I'm the biggest Earth, Wind, and Fire fan that there is. Actually, I'm a bigger Earth, Wind, and Fire fan than you are.
Nah.
Okay.
Is that possible?
If you wrapped your truck in it, you might be. But I doubt it, though. Hey, boy, let me tell you something, man. Don't get in no contest with me about how I feel about them elements, man. I hope y'all are element fans. I ain't got no doubt, man. And congratulations. Be safe out there on that road in that truck, man. But, woo, if you got that truck wrapped, that's a nice one right there. But, you know, don't get in no contest with me now. I'll flex on you.
About a group.
That sounds like a threat, Steve.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, man. I'll get the actual outfit that I wore to Richfield Coliseum.
The cape with the feather in it, bro.
I'll get the Spirit album outfit made for real instead of letting my sister make it. You know, come out.
But how are you gonna put the feather on your head? Because you had a fro before.
I'm gonna get that afro wig. I've been watching YouTube now. Yeah. I've been watching all these dudes right here. I might come in here Monday with waves. I done seen them
nice.
Do it. They draw on your head full of hair. Junior? Yeah. Junior? Stop all that laughing. You have to look into it.
You know, boy, if you guys were to come in here with
and Junior,
hair
the way
on
you
head.
Do it is like you buy like 6 of them and just slowly just put them in the order. Like, uh-huh. This is the one that's furthest back, and then the next one be a little bit closer. And every 2 weeks, you put the new one until your hairline down there where it's supposed to be. Yeah. It's going to take about six
wave,
steps.
I just can't come back with a wave. I can't come back.
No, no, no. Let's slowly bring it back down there. Like right now, your hairline back there.
Don't go too fast.
Where them head says that. Break by six of them. Then one, two, three, four, five, six. Then about 12 weeks later, you have four headlines.
You didn't have to get the waves, though, and the curls.
Yeah. I'm going to get me a Maurice White wig.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Man, I'll be out there. So congratulations to all the Earth, Wind & Fire fans. Y'all have a great day today. Listen, talk to God. He'd absolutely love to hear from you. And keep the faith, y'all. Don't ever give up. God is always in the blessing business. And remember, no matter what you're going through, this too shall pass. You just got to hang in there to get to the other side. Y'all have a great day.
Steve Harvey contest, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to Leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See Leesa.com for more details.